This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. In March of 2020, tens of millions of people in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP in the vernacular, started getting extra allotments every month because of the pandemic. Over time, as states ended their pandemic emergencies, people in those states stopped getting that extra food money. 32 states, though, had kept the extra benefit in place until this month. And that means that everybody on SNAP is now getting at least $95 less a month to spend on food. Some have had much deeper cuts than that, we should say. Marketplace's Samantha Fields talked to one mother about what this will mean, even as food inflation this year is still figured to hit 8%.
Hello.
The first thing Mansi Meikle points out to me when I walk into her bright, airy apartment is that the green plastic shelf that holds her kids' snacks is almost empty.
My daughter this morning, she was like, "Mom, you need to buy more snacks. There's no snacks over here." I'm like, "You don't say."
Meikle is a single mom in Queens, New York, with three kids, 4, 6, and 9. And she says they're hungry all the time.
Like every 15 minutes, I kid you not. Like if I don't tell them no, like they will literally eat that whole container of snacks in literally one day.
It's not just the snacks that are running low. She's also down to 2 eggs. Meikle had been hoping to hold out for another few days before going to the grocery store because her February SNAP benefits have already run out.
Now I really have to go spend actual money on food.
She's only able to work part-time these days because she doesn't have anyone else to take care of her kids after school. And she's also in school herself, working on her associate's degree. Right now, she's only making about $800 a month as a home health aide. With the increase in SNAP benefits these last 3 years, she's been getting more than that every month in food stamps.
It made such a huge difference. Like, especially with the prices of food and everything going up, you're like, yes, this is so beneficial. This is really good.
But with her benefits being cut by about $120 a month.
Now you have to really go back to the drawing table. Like, how are we going to bridge that gap?
After school, Meikle picks the kids up and they head to the grocery store.
Mommy, chocolate.
Her daughter, the 4-year-old, insists on pushing the shopping cart.
Unlicensed driver.
And she immediately grabs a box of cherry tomatoes and tosses them in. Meikle takes them out and puts them back.
I bought tomatoes earlier. Let's get some cheese.
The boys have run off to look for snacks. For the last few years, the extra SNAP benefits have given Meikle the ability to treat her kids to their favorite foods a little more often.
They get their own milk and they're like, you know, the little Nesquik. When they give me the food, they're like, "Can we have our own milk?" I'm like, "Of course."
Now she's going to have to start saying no again more often.
While you might understand that, hey, you know, the funds are not there to get the stuff. Kids are more like, yeah, but we used to have it, and now we don't.
No, Zeffy. No.
Take it out. No, you.
For the most part, Meikle says, the kids are actually really good about listening when she says no at the store.
Once I just explain to them, like, you know, we are literally poor. I literally tell them, like, we don't really have it.
And they get it, she says, but it's still tough.
Okay, I'm done. Register. Go.
No.
That's it. Come on. Hi, how you doing? I'm good.
A couple of boxes of chips, a bottle of juice, tortillas, ground beef, and cheese somehow adds up to almost $50.
$49.30. I'm coming. I'm just gonna listen.
And this food will only last them a couple of days at most.
Okay.
As soon as they get home, the kids start asking for snacks.
I want some juice pouch. Here you go.
You guys, homework.
Meikle starts right in on dinner, chopping lettuce and tomatoes, cooking up ground beef.
Does anybody want the hard taco shells or just the soft ones?
Meikle is trying not to worry too much about what she's going to do with $120 less in SNAP benefits now a month.
Now I have to spend money, you know, money that I don't have on actual food because I can't let them go without. While I could go without certain stuff, it's like, I don't want to be hungry and hearing, Mom, but we don't have any snacks. We don't have any juice. We don't have any cereal.
She'd rather be hungry herself, she says, and know that her kids have enough.
And I just got tea. I just want tea.
I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.